Will Hubshire invites you on a journey through Mongo Land. On view now through April 7th at Connections Gallery, 213 North Hampton Street in Easton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. According to the Cassell Dictionary of Slang, Mongo is any discarded object that is retrieved. With many years built upon creating artwork and with the death of his best friend and mentor as well as his mother, Will Hubshire felt a need for reflection, to pause for a moment to see where he's been, what he's accomplished and why, as well as a look ahead to see where he wanted to go artistically and personally. After a 3-year hiatus, something new is emerging. Some people may go to the shore for rest, some go to the country for a visit, some folks enjoy a city weekend getaway, whereas Will Hubshire's visits to Mongo Land were as close as his own backyard. My trip helped clarify my artistic direction as well as consolidate my love of junk and art. I found that a bit of fence, some rusty nails, an old doll, twigs, broken chair legs, and bedazzling costume jewelry can all come together to create something new and interesting. Flea markets, old basements, attics, dumpsters, and objects found while walking the dog have always held a fascination for me. What is cast off by society, thrown out and discarded, may still hold value in this world as it is repurposed and recycled into something new, interesting, and now wanted and appreciated again by the world. Artist Will Hubshire.
My cousin and I have the same affinity for dumpster diving, or trash collecting, however you want to phrase it. I found that there was a term for it called Mongo, which is reusing the scraps of metal or whatever that you find on the street. Since I was repurposing all these scraps that I find, it became Mongo Land, especially since I add somebody to almost every single piece. There's a face, there's a head, there's something, so they're all populated. So it became Mongo Land.
Was this something you've been accruing for a long time? You have maybe a house worth of materials and you finally decided to start repurposing them?
Well, some of it is. I mean, I've had some of the heads, because I find old doll heads and old sculpted heads interesting. I have a bunch of those and bits of scrap and plants and twigs that I found in gnarly shapes that I find interesting. I just kept collecting them.
This was what I read in your press release, about a 3-year process to assimilate yourself to this.
Because I've always done the print work, the monotypes before this. And I still like doing the monotypes. That's why they're in a lot of the pieces that I do. I wanted to expand out. After my friend Wally passed away and I curated his show, and he did so much with oils and acrylics and sculpture and assemblage and the boxes and everything. And it's like I wanted to explore that, get myself out of my comfort zone and get started on something new. It's like I way blew away my comfort zone. It was difficult at first because I didn't know what I was doing. I just started putting them together. I had some interesting boxes that I found over time, just started putting them together to see what worked. And it became a process. And a lot of the boxes I'll leave for a few months. I'll add something, take things out, and they kind of grow that way, almost organically.
It's interesting, this quintet of prints here is almost like a gateway between your old work and this work. You can see sort of elements of your love of those monotypes and the printmaking in these, but they're also very old and look like they might have hung in a house in Mongo Land.
Yeah, they are kind of hanging in Mongo Land. I found these old oval frames, and luckily these all have the glass in them, so I created these old floral prints to go in them. I tea-stained the paper to give them that aged, moldy look. The prints are based on old stereo optic slides that I have of floral arrangements, and the theme just seemed to fit perfectly, except for the one, which is made out of hands, and those were my mentor's hands. So Wally made all of those. He made all these little hands, and they were sitting in a jar, and I was watching the house after he passed away. I just started photographing them all, and so I made an arrangement out of his hands in the one piece. But you'll also find them hidden in all the other floral pieces. His hands are in all the pieces. The larger pieces that I've done are more formal and boxed and controlled, and these are much less controlled than anything that I've done. You know, more of a letting go of the structure and just kind of letting them flow as they will.
I love these two pieces. I was just intrigued. I don't know how old these dolls are, but just that they have such amazingly different expressions and hard to type what era, where they're from.
There's so much character in them because of their age, I think. They have so much character. And these in particular obviously lost their hair somewhere along the line. That made them even more interesting. And I found, actually I was given all these hair pieces from Suddenly Samantha. It seemed to go perfectly with this piece. And she sat around. I had the head sitting for a long time, not knowing what to do with her. I came across this old metal box that's actually a recessed lighting fixture, an old recessed lighting fixture that had been tossed out. And I sat her in there one day, and it was like, oh, that's perfect.
Will Hubscher. A Journey Through Mongo Land is on view through April 7th at Connections Gallery, 213 Northampton Street in Easton, where he'll be giving a gallery talk on Sunday, March 24th at 2 p.m. For more information, 610-250-7627 or at connectionsgallery.net. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.